Hi, this is a new patient visit record for Linnell Huffman, L-I-N like Nancy, E-L-L, H-U-F-F-M-A-N. Linnell Huffman, H-U-F-F-M-A-N. Date of birth is 2/21/72. Date of injury is 5/22/2024. Date of service is 6/6/2024. It's a new patient visit. It is she. This is a 50-year-old African American female complaining of the following chief complaint: history of severe headaches, pain in the neck and the lower back and the right shoulder, with shooting pain to the right buttock and right upper thigh as well as the left buttock. Difficulty in lifting the arm beyond 90 degrees. The patient alleges all of the chief complaints being emanating from an automobile accident that happened on May 22, 2024 at around 2 p.m. The patient was a driver of a Dodge Journey and traveling at 15-20 miles on, around Burt Road, B-U-R-T, and Pembroke, P like Paul, E-M-B-R-O-O-K, Pembroke, in West Detroit. The patient reported that he was traveling down on the Burt Road and the other car T-boned on passenger side. The damage was as follows: the car was completely totaled, and we have requested the pictures to be sent to us. The fender, the front door axle, front axle, the front door are all damaged. Even the rear door is damaged. The other car speed is unknown, and other car's variety is also not known. We don't know the model. There was an additional passenger. Her sister was a passenger, and the daughter was in the rear seat passenger on the right side. I tried to evade the accident, but it couldn't happen. There's no report that inside the car, the airbag did not deploy and they are okay. Steering wheel, the dashboard, seat belts are okay. Windshield is okay. No glass breakage. Regarding the injury, patient reported that the impact time, she hit into the steering wheel very hard. And she was wearing a seat belt but didn't apply. She hit the left shoulder to the door and her sister body, and the telephone hit into the right shoulder from her. She was on the phone. She hit her head on the left side to the driver door. She had a whiplash injury to the neck after hitting into the headrest. There was no other damage. History presenting illness is as follows. The patient reports of headaches which are 4 to 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, occupying the right temple most of the time, and are described to be mild usually and off and on. And there is no sensitivity to the light, no sensitivity to the noise. There is no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Patient denies any symptoms of TBI. There is no dizziness, vertigo, vision problem like spots in the vision, loss of vision, field, blurred vision. There is no taste problem, smell problem, TMJ problem, facial pain. There is no ringing in the ear or buzzing in the ear. There's no loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, no loss of consciousness or seizures, no loss of memory, no forgetfulness. The patient has no confusion, disorientation, no lack of focus, lack of concentration. There's no incontinence of the urine and bowel. Moderate difficulty in walking is reported. Patient report that walking is quite painful because of the shooting pain in the front of the thighs. Sitting is also quite painful, and so is the standing. Patient can sleep for 2 to 4 hours. She reported that there was a numbness and tingling one time only at the beginning of the accident, but none now. Denies any weakness, lightheadedness, lethargy, sleep disturbance. No history of any anxiety, depression, panic, no sudden anesthesia is reported. No incontinence of the urine bowel is reported. Kindly review the records for ADLs, for system review, as well as for surgical history, allergies, family history, legal history, job history, relationship, as well as personal history. Regarding the pain, patient reports that she has constant pain and affecting the neck, especially the right side of the neck, the right shoulder, as well as lower back. Lower back pain is 8, with shooting to the both buttocks and also right thigh posteriorly in as soon as dermatome fashion. While the right shoulder pain is 6 to 7, the patient has a difficult time lifting beyond 90 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. The neck pain is occupying the more of the right side, especially the trapezius muscle of the cervical and thoracic fibers. Pain is around 5 constant. Overall, these pains are described as throbbing, tender, aching, and they are ranging from 6 to 8. ADLs are affected. It modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, bending, lying down, and improved by nothing. She has occasional tingling and numbness in the posterior part of the both buttocks and occasionally to the right posterior thigh. No muscle weakness is reported in either of the extremities, and no blood or bowel incontinence is reported. Patient report that she was seen at Henry Ford Hospital initially and has had x-rays and CT scans. The hospital provided with a muscle relaxer, Skellaxon, and Motrin 600. Now she has done some chiropractic visit and alternate medication, massage at home since the accident. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 133 over 91, pulse is 81, pulse ox is 99, pulse height is 5'6", weight is 145. 50-year-old African-American female of a average build, nutrition alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Patient is well-built, well-nourished. Doesn't appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, but appears to be in moderate pain phases. Doesn't appear to be severely anxious or lethargic. There is a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk with pain and limping, although she is not using any adaptive devices. The rest of the physical examination comes from the template, including the normal neurological examination. In the musculature examination, please mention there is a spasm of bilateral trapezius muscles as well as paravertebral muscles bilaterally, especially on the left side, from L1 to L5, which is quite tender and associated with trigger points and hypertonicity. In the right shoulder, there is a tenderness and pain in the supraspinatus and infraspinatus muscle posteriorly. However, the neurological examination is completely normal and rest of the muscles are completely normal. Kindly use the template. In the musculoskeletal examination that was conducted, the inspection and palpation comes from the template. Spine tenderness was noticed from T1 to T8 and L4, L5, L5S1. And bilateral sacroiliac joints. The spasm of the muscles was noticed on bilateral trapezius muscles involving the cervical fiber on the right as well as the thoracic fibers. The paravertebral muscles are involved and they are in spasm with mild tenderness, especially on the left side, having L1 to L5. Few trigger points are noticed. Hypertonicity is present. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. The forward flexion is 50 and the extension is 50. Bilateral side flexion is 40 and bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, the range of motion is as follows. Forward flexion is 50 and the extension is 10. Bilateral side flexion is 15. Bilateral rotation is 20. And hyperextension was not found to be painful. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are as follows. In the cervical spine, the Hoffman sign is completely negative, Sperling sign is negative, and Lerma test is negative. Destruction test negative, myelopathy signs is negative, Soto Hall test is negative. In the thoracic spine, Bruce test is negative, Slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, the Brudzinski-Kernick test is negative. Straight leg removal test is positive at 40 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive bilaterally. Babinski sign is negative. The Kemp test was found positive. Breger test was negative. Brudzinski-Kernick test is negative. Sacroiliac joints. Bilateral sacroiliac joints are found to be tender and the Faber test is positive bilaterally, Gonsolin test is positive bilaterally. However, the standing flexion test, iliac compression test and the distraction test are found negative. The extremities examination. Please use the template except for the right shoulder, rest of the extremities are found to be completely unremarkable. Please use the template to describe. The right shoulder examination on inspection is normally appearing shoulder and palpation doesn't reveal any fractures, dislocation, laceration, contusions. And the moderate tenderness is noticed in the supraspinatus, infraspinatus tendons and muscle. Range of motion is limited to 90 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. On active motion, passive motion is normal. There is a motor weakness of 4/5 in the right upper extremities. But distally, the grip is normal, reflexes are normal, circulation is intact, peripheral pulses are normal, and the carpal tunnel testing, including Tinel's and Fallon's sign, is negative. On the examination of the supraspinatus testing, we found that the Hawking Kennedy test was found positive and the speed test, near test, anterior posterior apprehension test are positive and motor power was 4/5 and the diagnosis. V8 9.2 XF3 Z7 9.891 S09.90XA, CNS, R51, R42, F41.1, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0, right shoulder M25.511, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.2, 51.12, S13.4, XXA. Thoracic spine, M 54.09 and 54.6 and 51.24 S 23.3 XXN lumbar spine and 54.1 M 54.5 51.27 M 54.16 and 54.42 S 33.5 XXN sacroiliac spine and 46.1 bilaterally and 54.17 S 33.5 XXN. Plan of care is from the template for Linden Hoffman. The treatment plan for Linden Hoffman is as follows. The physical therapy is ordered and chiropractic treatment is ordered for evaluation treatment, including cervical, thoracic and lumbar region, bilateral sacroiliac joint, and also the right shoulder. 3 times a week with traction massage. Disability is ordered for the patient and it includes a light duty job only and housework replacement. 7 hours, 5 days, 5 pound lifting limits. Medications are provided for the patient are follows. Non-narcotic medication, Celebrex, 200 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory effect and the anti-inflammatory effect and the healing. The Flexeril is ordered, 10 milligram twice a day for a muscle relaxation and relief of spasm. Alavil 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder, pain relief and sleep. Lyrica, which is a control drug, is provided for pain relief, 50 milligram 2 times a day. Furoscert is a control drug, is provided for headache relief, 1 or 2 for headache. Lidocaine ointment is provided for relief with a topical pain relief. Ultrime is provided, 50 milligram 2 times a day, PRN, for pain relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, referral to psychiatry and fitness clubs are all yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. None are available. You have requested release of the records and MRI pictures or CT scan and X-rays. The interventional pain procedures, none are being considered. Trigger points could be done if there is no relief from physical therapy in a month time. Surgical options are none. The neuropsych, attended care, caseworker are not warranted at this time. Investigation, no new investigation is being ordered until the hospital records are obtained. DMEs. The patient is being provided with a back brace, neck brace, and a tense unit. The education is yes. Follow-up visit in 15 days. And personal support is yes. Thank you.